Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Maram Rosh Yechli Nishmas Maris Eser Bash Bum Shukhan Rosh Yechli Nishmas Maris Eser Bash Zev. And the schuss Fuas Shai Ben Leia Yonis Ben Chaim Ben Sivya Ram Yosef Ben Chana Sheva Basar Chaya Rafan Henoch Dov Ben Lipsha Chaya Chaya Ben Fega Bas Ben Adis Basi Baruch Ras Ben Sera Tzipora Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adasa Besoch Shach Olay Yisrael Matan Ben Sara. The Torah Parshas Ki Tseitse 21 22 23, chapter 21 verses 22 and 23. V'chia be'eish chayit mishpat mavis v'las v'sliv v'vumas v'sliv so al eitz v'selven nivlasa al eitz ki kovol sik b'lenu b'yoy mahu ki kilas eloikim tolu v'loi sitami es artzucha asher Hashem eloikecha nesin lecha nachala. It says in the Torah that when a man has a punishment of death, hang him on the tree, don't leave his nevela on the tree, bury him that very day, because the curse of God is hanging, and you should not contaminate the land that Hashem has given you as an inheritance. Ad kan midivrei kodshem shel psukim. In Rashi, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, shekol haniskalim nidlin. Who taka is being hanged? Who's being hanged? It's just to hang the guy. It's chayav nisa. So Rashi brings from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin 45b, shekol haniskalim nidlin. Where does he get that from? So the Gemara says that he gets it from a rivoy mute. The darshins ribuye umeute. As we see at the beginning of Daf Mem Vav, uhumas v'salisa is a lashon of ribuy. He's killed, you hang him. Because that's a lashon of ribu in general. No specification made. Ki kilalas is a lashon miut. It's mashma only he, only the makalel is nitle. Somebody who curses Hashem. Chas v'shalom. That's a lashon of kikilolas, which is later on in the pasuk. And even in the next pasuk, because in pasuk chof beis it says v'chia beit ish mishpat mavis v'humas. That's Chof Beis. In Chof Gimel, we have Kikilas Elohim Tolu. So, the Humas Visolis is a Lashon Ribui. Kikilas is a Lashon Miut. If they'd be close to each other, the Miut would be right after the Ribui, then we'd only be Marba Avodis Kochavim, which is similar to the Makalim. Whole mili, because they're both kofrim baker. The hash the merachki mehadadi. Now that they're far from each other, become l'raboi shara niskolim. We come to include the other niskolim as well. Rashi brings Pasuk Chav Beis, Rabbeinu Amar Kol Niskalim Nidlin, שנאמר כי כלה הסלקים תלוי, והמברך את השם בסקילה. So that's the Mavarech as Hashem. That's Skila. And then he's Marbe, all Chayvis, all Niskala. Kol Niskala Mitzvah. Because Kilas is the mute, Maka Makalo Nitle. And then since they're far from each other, we're Marba Kol Mili. The Rabbi Sharon is Skullin. Shar Chayvim is his face. Sharon is Skullin. Ad Khan, Divrei Rashi. Ayin Sham, Medivrei Asugya. Ayin Sham, Medivrei Asugya. So Mefarshei Rashi wonder about Rashi, because Rashi says, "Ki kilas elokim talui zilzul shel melechu." It is a zilzul of the king. Sha'adam asui, that a person is made b'dmus tiyukno. Man is made in God's image, and the Jewish people are His children. So if you have two twin brothers and one is hanging, and the other one is the governor of a state. So it doesn't look good for the governor, because his brother is a criminal, is hanging. They're similar to each other. They resemble each other. So it doesn't look good when the criminal is hanging. It looks like his brother is hanging. It was a mechubadika person. So it's when a person's hanging, it looks like God is hanging. So therefore, you can't leave him there. That's what Rashi says. That's Rav Meir and Sanhedrin and Vavam and Beis. And Rashi concludes, Kol Klalashiv and Mikra Lashon HaKel B'Zilzal. Whenever it says Klalas, Lashon of Kal, making light, Zilzal, disgracing, Bu Klalani Kim Klalan Imretzes, Mishim Ben Geir and David, Lashon of Zilzal, cursing. It's obviously disgracing. In other words, Rashi's learning that Kilas Elokim is not talking about Makala Hashem. Somebody has Shom, curses Hashem. Like it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin 46a, Ibnei Mazet Talui, Neshabirich es Hashem, Nitz Hashem Shem Ischala. So that's a lesson, that's the Kiklala. He cursed Hashem. But this shares the whole miut v'ribui. What do we have? We had a miut. We had a ribui of humas v'salisa. That's a ribui. And kikilas is mashma only a makala. Yeah, but the self-same Rashi, who said that vort, and from there you learn to call in a skull and a nitlin, that very same Rashi learns Kilas Elokim Talui B'chal, not talking about somebody who curses God. It says that the zilzul of a melech is hanging. It's because he looks like the king. It's the words created with Selam Elokim. So you can't have both. One of them is correct. One of them is not. They don't work together. In other words, either you can have a ribui and a miut, a ribui of umas v'salis and a miut of kikilas, and then since they're far from each other, you're going to learn all miskalim or nitlin. And that's if you learn that the miut is kikilas, is a lashon miut of makalas Hashem. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that kilas elokim tells you have to take him down because he looks like the king. So it's like it's a zilzul in the king when he's hanging there. But you can't have both. That kash is asked by the Mizrahi. That kash is asked by the Maharal and Gurari. אלא שדובר זה צורך חיון מצד עצמוי, שמאחר שבפשטות. What does it say, Kilas Elokim Talui? He's talking about Makalas Hashem. Because people are going to walk by, they're going to say, why is this Talui? Mpnei Shabirich Es Hashem. V'gnai ha-dover klapi maila. V'hizocher. Like Rashi writes in Maseches Sanhedrin on page 45b, Ki Kilas Elokim, since he was Mevarech as Hashem, is Nitla, the one who curses Hashem, is hanging. It's a euphemism, Birech. And the other Mishnah we're going to say, why is he hanging? He's in Mevarech as Hashem. It doesn't look good for Hashem. That's what it means, Ki Kilas Elokim Tov. So if that's what it means, that only works for Mevarech as Hashem, or Avi Avodah Zarah, which is similar to that, like we see in the Gemara. And if all the Niskalim are Nitlin, and Pasuk Chav Gimel is talking about all the Niskalim, but all of them it says Lo Salim, that is to say Kikilas is a reason. What do you mean? What does it mean Kikilas Elokim Talui? Kikilas Elokim Talui means like Rashi says in the Gemara. It means the one who cursed God is hanging, and it's Techil Hashem. People are going to see this guy who curses God is hanging. It's like, oh, what did he do? Oh, he said this and this about Hashem. That's a Gnaya Klapei Mala. Gnaya Dover Klapei Mala. That's disrespectful towards Hashem. So we b'chal don't even understand the Pasuk. How you can say, according to Rabbi Lazar, how do you say that Kol Niskalim Nitlin, everyone who gets skila is hanged? All right, the Pasuk gives the reason why he's hanged. Because he's killed as Elokim Tole. Because he cursed God, and it's a Chil Hashem for people to see him hanging and talking about what he did. So how does that apply to Kol Niskalim? That's our last question. We asked earlier that Rashi says to himself. Because Rashi wants to go to Kol Niskalim Tole is that... the one who cursed Hashem is hanging, but he also wants to go that he's B'Tzelem Elokim, and therefore it's not right for him to hang. Because he looks like Hashem. It looks like Hashem is hanging. He brings the mashal of a bandit and a sar, and the bandit is hanging. It looks bad for the sar because they resemble each other. Ma'advarim t'muim u'matmim. Az eich navin et advarim? Ve'nechnu nerech b'darko shel mori v'rabi ha'gaon ha'gadol. המופלא והמופלג הרב מנזצר. When it says, כי יהיה בחית באיש חית משפט מובס, when a man has the death penalty, in the Sefer הדרס אליו, of the Kro, he asks, את חית באלמו, is מש משויגג. A regular sin implies shogeg. And here, we're dealing with mazid. Chet, Lashon Chet is shogeg. And here we're dealing with mazid, that's why he's getting the death penalty. So what's Pshat Chet? He also asks, what does it mean V'chiye be'ish? It should say V'chiyase ish, when somebody does something that gives him the death penalty. Not correct, the Lashon shouldn't be say v'chiyesh, it should apparently say v'chiyaseish. So we can explain this based on what Moreno Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, the second volume, Perek Halacha Yud Beis. We have extensive Siyata Dishmaya, extensive Shir Meram and Hilchos Melachim. Probably my favorite series. In the second perek, in the fifth, in the second volume, the fifth perek, in the 12th halacha, Rabbeinu writes that the yisod of what it writes, yichet, is a chisaron. We've discussed that numerous times. That Basheva says to David that if you make Adonio melech, me and Shlomo are going to be chatoim, we're going to be lacking. So, chet is a chisaron. It's a chisaron and a pagam. It's poigim achet benefesh shel osei, what makes a pagam in the person. And it relates to shogeg, because by shogeg there's no rebellion against Hashem. And the need for kapara is only because the chet created a pagam in his mitzius. That's the chet. Avodai שגם במזיד יש חטא. גם במזיד יש חטא. But there's also the rebellion and not listening to Hashem. So chet applies to both, but fundamentally it relates to shogeg, because that's all you have by shogeg. You just have the fact that there's a pagam in the nefesh. Mezid, you have an additional element of rebellion. And that's why it says here in the pasuk that the yisod din hatliyah, even though he already was makabel oinshei, when he was killed, why is he hanging? Because sheyiyah be'ish chet mishpat moves. In other words, besides the onesh, there is a pagam. Shedargato shel hapagam hu, v'mashe kshiyesh alav mishpat, dahinu onesh, shehamishpat hu moves, sheze mareh et godel ha'inyan v'achumra shebo, klapei hapagam sheyeshno b'davar. Besides the onesh of being killed, mishpat moves, there is niya be'ish, this is pagam. And the darga of the pagam is that he has a mishpat, that he has an onesh, and the mishpat is mavis. And that shows the godel inyan v'achur mishabo klapei hapagam. Since the pagam is so great, the onesh is so great. And because of this pagam, there's a chiyuv tliya, v'chiyya be'ish. Chet, when a man has chet, meaning a man has such a serious pagam in his nefesh, he has such a serious blemish in his soul, that's what a chet is, a blemish, a lacking. Chisaron, so that's why he has a din tzliyah. And the chet is so chamor that he's getting this mishpat mavis of having to hang, and therefore there's an inyan of chet here. That's why it says kiyah b'chol kiyase, because when it says yase, that's the onesh that he would get if he did something. Then it would say yase. When he does something, he gets this onesh because he did this. Yiyah is talking about the mitzius of this person. That's mechayev tliyah. That he has this mitzius of pagam. Yiyah, it's in this person. In this person there's this reality of pagam. It gives him this mishpat mavis. And this we see in Sanhedrin and Vav Amar Aleph, the Lazar Darshan's Chia Beit Mechait Mishpat Maves, the Chait is talking about Misha al chetoi nerag, somebody who was killed for a sin. And who does this exclude? It excludes a ben sorer amore. Why? Because a sorer amore is not killed for a sin. Mara says, "V'chiyah v'ish, ish v'lo ben." Then Sora Mara is not included in this. Chet, mishal chet o nerak. Yatzad ben Sora Mara shal shum sof o nerak. Lo niskal mechamat she chatach chet chamur mechayev nisa. Only because of what he's going to do in the end. He's going to end up being abandoned and stealing. Therefore, we have a mirach hamiut. Torah is mamai twice. Ish velo ben, chet, and not somebody who's not killed for a very sin that he did, only because of the future. And a mirach hamiut ala rabbis. And therefore, we're marvel that the ben sarmor is hanging. Because a mirach hamiut, the double exclusion is an inclusion. Double negative is a positive. It's hard to understand. Why do we need a ribui at all? והרי בלא מיעוט, כיוון שבן צור אמור הוא בכלל הנסקלים, ממילא נתלו לרב אלעזר, תסביר לכל הנסקל הנתלים. What do you need to come on to this for? Since he's getting skila, then of course he's hanging. Because Rebbe Elazar has a rule. Kol haniskal nitlan nitlan. This is according to Rebbe Elazar. So what do you need to come on to this double miut for? When he's going to get it out on niskal. So the answer is like we said. That the etzim chiyuv skila is a chiyuv skila v'tzliya. Is that what you thought? That's not true. It's not pshat that the chiyuv skila is a chiyuv skila v'tzliya. Rather, it's something additional. It's because of the chait and the pagam in this person. That's what's machayev v'tzliya. Because he has this pagam, he has this blemish in his soul, and therefore, chiyav ish, chayt mishpat moves v'humas v'salisoy salayt. Therefore, he has to hang on the tree, because he has this chayt, because he has this pagam in his soul. But a ben tzor mora doesn't, because he doesn't have the pagam of the sins. You would think he's not being hanged. That's the Kamash Malan, the Miur Achar Miut. The Miur Achar Miut says, no, 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 he is being hanged. We have a Miur Achar Miut, but Alts the Pagam in his soul, he doesn't have it. Now in Tosfos, in Sota, Dibra Maslo Mishin Eschayev Skila, he asks when we see in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, the Din Arba Mises Lo Batlu. Somebody who's Mishchayev Skila, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure he falls from the roof, he's going to get some type of Skila. Frektesves. So why do we see in the Gemara Bava Metzia that there was a certain Koyves where Blazer Reb Shimon was Moshe LaMalchus and he was hanged? Rav Elazar was at Sar about that until he found out that that Koyves was a Rosha. He was Mechuyev Misa because he and his son were Boil and Nara Murasa Rachman Litzlan and Yom Kippur of all times. So, Frektosis, I don't understand. Boil and Nara Murasa is Chayev Skila. And this Koyves was hanged. So this Misa of being hanged is Kain Misa Schenek, not Misa Skila. It's like being strangled. Asech ze mistader. He should have gotten Skila. Kain Skila. Why did he get Kain Chenek? So that's Tosis' great kasha. Tosis' teretz is Avala perish Rashi loy kashya midi. Pireish hasa mishum hochi nitle. Mishum dekola niskolim nitlin. You know why he's getting tliya? Because even a mechuy of skila is hanged. So that's why, so he's getting dimyan of what he was supposed to get. He was supposed to be hanged and he's taka hanged. He's going to be hanged out Skila. That's the teretz of Tosfos. Kevim Shekol and Eskol and Nidlin, it's in Tzliya, is included in his din. But Tosfos and Ksubis, 30b, Dibor Maschil Din. Sanhedrin, 37b, Dibor Maschil Miyom. They had the same kasha. And they didn't write like Rashi writes in Tosfos that he's getting Tzliya. And that's like Skila. That's a Hemshech of Skila. So we have to understand why. So based on what we said, it's very simple. Because Tzliya is not part of the Amish Skila. It's a Davar Nifrat. Al Davar Noisev Shesh Bo'enesh HaMisa. Because of the Pagam, he's being hanged. The Pagam in his Nefesh. besides the very Aveira that gave him Skila. So Tzli is not included in Skila. And therefore Tosi says, hey, this guy's supposed to get Skila. He didn't get Skila. The fact that he got Tzli is an Anderazach, it's something else. We can still say that Rashi isn't cholek on the etzem ha'yisod. And Rashi agrees that he's not getting the misa of skila, but there is some dimyan. Because if he would have gotten a different misa, then he wouldn't have been hanged. So he would have anyway been missing out on being hanged. So you get one or the other. So he got hanged instead of getting the skila. So Rashi would agree that he didn't. It wasn't a kiyum of the din misa of skila, but there's some connection to the skila because it comes after skila, even though it's for a different reason, because the pagamin is nefesh. But akopanim l'shita satosis in those two places in Ksubas Lamed Beis and Ajlam Zayin Beis. They didn't give this teretz that kolon is skala mitlin. So his din included tzitzliya. Because they hold that tzliya is not part of the din skila. It's a separate din. And therefore, being sokol the guy, being tola the guy is in a kiyum of skila. According to Rashi and Pashas, is a kiyum of the skila. But if the Tosis that didn't answer that way hold that it's not a kiyum of skila. It's like we said, why is he being hanged? Because the pagam is nefesh, not because of the avera that he did. Rather, because the pagam is nefesh that the avera caused, and not because of what he did. So that, sweet friends, is a big yisod. And this is the first step of our journey. And we have another offering to come. And in Mitzvah Shem, we will finish the Mahalach, Siyata Dishmai B'li Neder, and see Neflos, Rabbos, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitzvah Shem. It was amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.